So this is a propagation area that we're in, always digging, always dividing up and always replanting, always fertilising. It's a whole cycle, just goes on year after year after year.
There's a bright splash of colour amongst the rolling green hills around Mullaney in southern Queensland. Hundreds and hundreds of daylilies are flowering on just this small patch of ground on Scott Alexander's farm. Hello, I'm Jennifer Nichols. Daylilies are prized for being hardy, long-flowering, drought-tolerant perennials. Some have a beautiful scent, and the buds even grace the menu of one of Australia's best restaurants. Scott Alexander got hooked on the flowers more than 40 years ago. What started as a hobby has turned into Australia's largest mail-order daylily business.
In 1976, I moved from Brisbane to teach out at Yarraman, and a lovely neighbour across the road gave me a couple of plants and said, "You haven't got these in your garden." And I said, "Well, what are they?" "Daylilies. Daylilies. No, never heard of them." So that was the start of the love affair when I saw that they repeat flowering. And then I found out there were seven more colours, and then there were 700 more colours, and so on. And so I got hooked, and my hobby turned into a business. And it's been a business now since 1984, when I retired from school teaching.
I understand you've got the largest mail order daylily business in Australia.
Yes, we are now the largest ones. You know, the collectors, the daylily specialists have become old and retired, and there's not too many of us left, unfortunately. They're not as popular now as they used to be, but that's simply because we're not getting the exposure that we had before. So here is a big garden bed where we have divided up newer daylilies into lots of little pieces, and then we've planted them out. Once we end up with a couple of hundred of them, we start marketing it to nurseries and to our mail order clients.
Are some of those hybrids that you've created over the years around us in this paddock now?
Oh yes. In the case of this lemon one, it's called Mullaney Lemon Delight. It's very appropriate to the colour, and it's a delight to look at. We've got Mullaney Apricot Nectar because it's an apricot and because it's fragrant. Another one, In Excess, which was my first really fragrant daylily. It's got an excess of petals and it's got an excess of fragrance. Then one called Shocking. Shocking won the Melbourne Cup. It's a shocking colour of gold and black, and I just felt the name was appropriate at the time.
How do daylilies go in terms of their hardiness?
I think they're one of the toughest perennials there are. The some are bred for the northern parts of America and Canada. I've even sent daylilies to Anchorage in Alaska. They'll show you how tough they are. They can grow from up near the tropics and that, as long as there's some chilly nights in winter, right down into the coldest parts of Australia. So they're very versatile. You've got little ones and you've got medium size and you've got large ones.
This is something really interesting you're talking about, that they are edible.
Yes. For years I've eaten petals, I've eaten the little roots that they develop when I'm digging them up, little white roots. The buds have got a slight peppery taste. The petals, well, they're just a lovely sweet thing to nibble on. It's full of vitamin and minerals.
And your daylilies are gracing the plates of one of the flashiest restaurants in the country.
Yeah, that's a nice little bonus for me. This is the Key Restaurant. Peter Gilmore, a well-known chef in Australia, that's his restaurant, and it's down by the overseas terminal in Sydney opposite the Opera House. We deliver daylilies once a week to him. This is a degustation dish that he produces. So, yeah, it's nice to know that my daylilies are down there being eaten by connoisseurs.
Once upon a time, you were a much larger operation. Now you've got one staff member full time?
Yes, we've just got Joel now. The global financial crisis affected a lot of nurseries. It changed our industry completely, really, and a lot of nurseries have closed down. So we just have this acre and a half to 2 acres and just one employee, whereas we had five before. Joel works his heart out trying to keep this going out on the farm here. I do the mail orders, write out the labels and bring them over to Joel, and we discuss where plants should be dug from or planted in new beds and things like that, and he just about runs the place here.
What would you like to say about daylilies to everybody who's listening?
Well, I think if you're a gardener, whether you've got a small garden or a large garden, or you live in an apartment that's got a sunny patio or something like that, I think there's a place for daylilies. We've supplied hundreds of daylilies of one colour to councils for large landscaping jobs. They're stunning to look at for 6 weeks, 2 months, and then they flower again. The fact that a lot of them will flower again in autumn, I think, is a real bonus. You can't help but fall in love with them.